Sunny Day Real Bird has a story about her first day of grad school at the University of Oregon. She remembers seeing the sprawling campus and not having the least idea where her first class was. I parked my car and just started crying and thought, why didn't I go to orientation? That memory drives her vision to provide a safe haven for Native students at Montana State University in Billings, where Real Bird serves as the director of the Native American Achievement Center. Real Bird started her long connection to MSU Billings after graduating from Hardin High School and studying elementary education at MSU Billings, graduating in 2007. The 22nd Annual Women Empowering Women Indian Nations honored four women from different tribal nations and organizations who work for the people. Tina Marie Osceola from the Seminole Tribe of Florida is the Tribal Historic Preservation Office Director. Cheryl Andres Maltese is a Wampanoag Tribe of Gayhead member. She serves as the chairman of her tribe. Stacy Boland, Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians, has been CEO of the National Indian Health Board for 18 years. Lynn Malerba of the Mohegan Tribe is the first female chief in her tribe's modern time. On Monday, KIPI Radio on Cheyenne River celebrated 4 years of operation. Chaz Jewett of Whitehorse took the reins of station manager in July. Jewett says her goal is to include as many community perspectives and voices as possible on the air at KIPI. KIPI staff says they would like to thank everyone who attended the birthday celebration. We look forward to providing community service, news, weather, and entertainment for many years to come. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.